Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Got the grab bag and clip du jour on the way, plus WEEI afternoons at 2 o'clock. So stay tuned for all of it. We did get a bunch of texts about Lorenzo the Lobster, Keefe.
Yeah.
I like this. As you put it, we got Steve Irwin wannabe weighing in here. Most lobsters die from being unable to shed their shell, or they're covered by barnacles and are unable to swim.
That's a Debbie Downer is what that is.
So that's what ends up happening to most. So
but they do
not
have predators.
They're not
though.
Getting picked off by octopi and sharks. Although, again, sharks is like a broad category.
It's not open their mouth.
I don't think great whites are diving down there and getting them, but like some bottom feeding sharks.
They're hungry enough.
Whatever.
What are the bottom feeding
whatever
sharks?
Those may be.
I think like a sand
think,
shark?
I think that's what a nurse shark is. I think
or a
nurse
they
feed
shark?
Off the bottom? I think that's
but
what
like
they
a lemon
do.
Shark. They'll bite you.
They'll get you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, they will.
Yep.
Diane in Salem waiting patiently. It just says lobster on the subject line. Go ahead, Diane.
Hi, gentlemen. Yes, this is Diane. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I was listening about the lobster and Keith. I do not know what you look like. I have never Googled you.
Very
I only listen to the sports.
Oh, okay.
Very handsome gentleman, I'm sure, mm-hmm. but I didn't Google you. I have my own husband, and I know you have a wife, but I had to change the channel for a second when you were talking about what you do to the lobster.
yeah, it's
it
gross.
It was getting me a little hot. Yes, no, it was getting me a little hot.
Oh, okay.
When I watch my husband...
Okay. Yeah.
No. When I watch my husband eat lobster, it's a very nice sight, and it was sounding very similar. So that's all I wanted to contribute.
So you
I
like,
would.
You like a man that tears apart a lobster?
Yeah.
Shows his manliness.
I really do.
Wow,
all right. Sounds very nice.
Diane, let's just say I know my way around a lobster. Let's just say that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I love watching my husband do that. Take care, guys.
Keith spells out the alphabet while he's eating it.
It's a real crowd pleaser. I was not prepared for that, but you're welcome.
Now that
very
might
good.
Be a new fetish that I was unaware of. I mean, everything's fetishized these days.
By the way, I would not Google image me then. If you want to really keep the imagination, let that go.
And Keith doesn't wear a bib.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. He's going.
See, now I thought she was going to say maybe her husband eats the lobster a little meekly.
Oh, right. And like I wish I was with a real man that knows what he's doing with a lobster.
She likes a Viking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just biting the head off this thing.
Meat from everywhere.
Yeah, no, I thought she was, like, grossed out, but she was, like, really turned on.
Right.
Yeah.
But then also her husband does the same thing.
Yeah, well, she's turned on by that, too. That's fine.
I'm saying I thought it was, again, she was saying the opposite.
Yeah.
Eats a lobster like
well,
me. Like, for instance, she wouldn't want to watch me eat a lobster.
No, God, no.
No.
They would have the opposite effect.
Very lazy.
Yeah.
Very selfish, very lazy.
It'd be a dry seat. No, with me, though, she's like, That sounds like something I could really get excited about. That
sounds like a man.
Yeah.
Like a trough.
There could be more than one alpha male in the world, Jones. Her husband
that's true.
And me.
That's true. There is, as we do every week with tiers.
Yeah.
You know, you don't necessarily need to rank within the tiers. Just
we're both in the top tier.
Tier of alpha men.
That's right.
That's a good point. Text line, she a freak.
Darkest Story Nights, friend of the show. Call back anytime. Yeah, I would agree.
Text line, they're built different in Salem.
Call of the week. Definitely the call of the week.
Good stuff.
I don't really know what to do with that, but there was a lot in there.
Yeah, it's a little late
Nick,
in the show.
Whatever you want with it.
It's a little late in the show for Clip du Jour, but yeah, but it's seriously.
I'll be back in 3 minutes.
Keith can't stand up. we'll get to your phone calls.
Don't ask him to do an equation on the board right now.
617-779-7937. Here's what we do with that, Keith. We get to the NFL quarter century.
Finally!
That ESPN came out with yesterday. Now
they have to do it like this, and by this I mean screw it up, because this is the only way to get people to really talk about these kind of lists.
Okay, Aaron Schatz and Seth Walder.
Schatz?
Schatz?
Yeah.
Is it?
That's how it's spelled.
Okay, Aaron Schatz and Seth Walder.
Yeah.
Put together the NFL quarter century team. I'm not going to bore you with
2000 on
all of the math. Well, yeah, their career didn't need to start in the
2000s. No, but it's just you're taking that time.
You're counting the production 2000 and on.
So okay? It's perfect for a guy like, I don't know, Tom Brady, who came into the league in 2000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for instance, the quarterback's on the list.
So they literally do a full team, then they do like a practice squad.
They do a 53-man roster with a full practice squad. Practice squad is basically honorable mentions.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Okay? So they named three quarterbacks, Brady, Manning, Mahomes.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I'd flip the order on 2 and 3, but whatever.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
Mahomes is better than Manning.
Oh, good point.
Because if they're really doing like starter, backup, or like third string, they wrote them that way. I would flip them, but those would be the three that I would
have. No, that's fair. Mahomes should be ahead of Manning. That's a fair point. Yeah. They had two practice squatters, Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees. I know you hate Brees.
Do you think
Rodgers should be?
I know it's early and they haven't won a Super Bowl yet, but is Lamar Jackson and or Josh Allen better than Drew Brees already?
Oh, maybe than Brees. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, he has a Super Bowl, but he has no MVPs. Lamar has two MVPs.
Did Brees not win an MVP?
No.
He didn't?
He's one of the ones that never won.
No, he never won an MVP.
Got it.
I think Russell Wilson's better than Brees.
Yeah, I'm not a big Brees guy. But Rodgers is.
Rodgers is good.
Rodgers,
I mean, he's very polarizing. No, but, like, yeah,
I mean, Rodgers
won more than one MVP.
Bad teammate, but, like, legitimately a top 10 all-time quarterback. Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah. No, I have no problem with it. I think they got the three right. I would quibble with, I guess.
The order. Oh, no, that's fair.
The order,
that's
and fine. I'd quibble with Brees, but, like, that's not the biggest deal. The next one is comical. Are you going to the next? Are you going in order?
No, no, yeah. Running backs. Let's go to it.
Wild.
Priest Holmes.
As the number one running back since 2000.
Dude, Priest Holmes, he'd score you a lot of touchdowns in fantasy football.
Listen, I love fantasy football.
Yeah.
And Priest Holmes was a stud. Uh-huh. But, like, my God, the best running back in the last 25 years? There's no way.
He's pretty good.
He was very good, but he burned hot.
Okay, the other name.
Was he even the best chief?
Good question.
Best chief running back, you mean?
Like Jamal Charles.
Mount Rushmore chief running backs.
Larry Johnson.
Jamal Charles. I was just going in the 2000s.
Kareem,
I was
going
to say, you got to get Kareem Hunt in there. Okay.
Priest Holmes was first team all pro how many times, you think?
Three.
So he had like a 3-year window where he was really good.
I was looking at it. That's how I knew that.
Oh, son of a gun. No, he was awesome for 3 years.
Okay, the other names.
Yeah.
McCaffrey, Henry, LaDainian Tomlinson practice squad.
So Tomlinson's wild that he's not even just number one with the bullet.
Right.
Tomlinson's probably the best one.
He should probably be the best one, and he's only a practice squad.
The whole list is wrong. Those three guys shouldn't even be the guy. Maybe Derrick Henry, maybe.
I don't even.
Adrian Peterson?
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He should definitely be on there.
Yeah, good
Adrian
point.
Peterson, I would go Tomlinson and Peterson probably 1-2. Maybe Henry. You also, I'd have to double check this, but very early 2000s, and he's kind of screwed by the timing of it, but Marshall Faulk, early 2000s, was actually better than Priest Holmes probably.
MVP? He won an MVP.
He won an MVP in the league. So did Sean Alexander, but he didn't. He kind of also burned hot. But Sean Alexander is closer to Priest Holmes than any of these other guys
are. No, LaDainian Tomlinson should be higher, and you know, similar to Rodgers, like I didn't always like LaDainian Tomlinson, what he had to say and how he carried himself, but like he was excellent.
Yeah.
Fullback, who cares? Kyle Juszczyk. I don't know if you want to nitpick that one.
No, I could be anybody.
Where's James Devlin?
I don't really care.
Heart texting in.
No, but Peterson and LaDainian Tomlinson, I would think, are the biggest
misses. No. Peterson should. I didn't even think about Peterson. Peterson should absolutely be on that list.
You know who might have been better than Priestall? No, maybe we're not.
Go for it.
I was going to say Edgerrin James, but maybe not. I think Holmes is. He was better longer.
Was James only in the 2000s? When did his career start?
His rookie year was 99.
Okay.
So he was great that year, so unfortunately you have to remove that. But then he had a bunch of other great years.
Wide receivers.
All right, here we go.
Patriots tie in here. Moss.
Good.
Megatron, Calvin Johnson. Julio Jones, Terrell Owens, Marvin Harrison, Justin Jefferson, with practice squatters, Antonio Brown and Andre Johnson.
Antonio Brown obviously could maybe be higher.
Yeah, honestly, I think a lot of these guys are on the practice squad because of behavioral issues, the way they're making this out.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a bad list of receivers, though. I think that's actually pretty good. I would argue Julio is way too high.
They might have Julio too high.
And I think they have Calvin too high, to be honest.
I like T.O. more than Calvin Johnson, but you get a lot of pushback on that. So if you want to say
and you're only getting T.O. in the 2000s. You're not getting his first 4 or 5 years of his career.
Good point. Yeah, good point. So, yeah, in that sense, maybe. But you're also not getting Moss's rookie year.
Correct. Yeah, that's a good point. He was a monster his rookie year. Yeah, good point.
He was a stud his rookie year. But if you want to go in some order, Moss, Owens, Johnson, I think Antonio Brown you could make a case for. I think you could make a good case for DeAndre Hopkins. He had a really good run. Because Marvin Harrison, also very good, but he played, I think, 4 years in the 90s. So like now you're lopping off a bunch of his career.
Is that all he played?
Because
again, I see the name Harrison, and I'm like, okay, that's a good. Yeah, he played.
He got drafted in 96.
Oh, 4 years not in the 90s. I heard it backwards. I was like, he only played 4 years
in
the 2000s.
No. He played long, but you get my point. Like you're still missing some time there.
Okay. Jefferson being on there is interesting. I don't think it's necessarily wrong, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
Because that's a real short window. But
he's on the way.
The production's ridiculous.
Yeah.
He already has more than 7,000 yards. Like, he's almost all the way to the production of Marvin Harrison in the 2000s. And even Calvin Johnson, like, I mean, yardage-wise, he's already almost there.
You know who probably should be on the list mentioned some way is Steve
Chase?
Smith.
Oh, Smith I like.
Steve Smith's sick.
I was going to say Ja'Marr Chase might be carving his way in there, too. But okay. If you want a modern player, like current player,
yep.
Jefferson's probably it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Tight ends, I'd quibble with the order on this one.
All right.
Gronk?
Yeah.
Kelsey?
Well.
Tony Gonzalez with a practice squatter and Antonio Gates. I think Kelsey over Gronk, but whatever. We're nitpicking here. They're both on the team.
I would go that with that exact order actually, and then even Gates is the fourth guy.
Okay,
I'm good with that.
Do we want the offensive
line? No, you don't need that. There's no Patriots, and exactly. I don't think there really should.
There's
be.
There's no Patriots. So are there any? That's what I was just gonna ask. Are there any? Should Mankins be on it?
He's the best Patriot lineman of the 2000s.
So
I would say
they had two left guards, Fanica and Hutchinson. On the right side, they had Zach Martin and Marshall Yonda.
I mean,
Fanica
and Hutchinson are both either Jari in or Evans. Will be in the Hall of Fame, so I'm good.
I'm not going to quibble with
that.
That's
fine.
I don't think there's any, like, must-have Patriots offensive lineman on there.
Nope.
Edge rushers, if you want them, DeMarcus Ware, Jared Allen, Miles Garrett, Julius Peppers, practice squads TJ Watt and Michael Strahan. No Patriots there. I don't know if there should be any Patriots there.
No, probably not.
They separated out D-tackle and nose tackle. I'll include them all together. Aaron Donald, Calais Campbell, Chris Jones. And then Vince Wilfork.
Yeah, good. Vince should be recognized
for
that.
Practice squatters, Kevin Williams, Cameron Hayward. I do think Wilfork is overrated in, like, Pro Football Hall of Fame discussions. Like, Patriots fans are like, he should be in. I think he's borderline.
Yeah,
he's close on that, but
he should be recognized for this.
First 25, when you're naming 53 guys at various positions first 25
years, squad.
He should probably be on that. I agree with that. They had a different category for J.J. Watt, just versatile D lineman.
That's so stupid, but whatever.
Well, he's an edge rusher.
Throw him into the other pile, I don't think.
Seriously, I don't get that.
I don't know. They're highlighting him.
Linebackers.
Yep.
Ray Lewis, Bobby Wagner, Brian Urlacher, Lavonte David seems like an odd one.
Yeah.
Luke Kuechly with practice squatter Derek Brooks. Wouldn't you swap out David for Brooks? I don't even need Lavonte David on this
team. I would swap out David for Brooks, or I'd put Patrick Willis in there.
He's not on there.
No.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, Bobby Wagner... No, Bobby Wagner.
Nah, Wagner was sick.
11-time All-Pro.
Yeah.
Take that back.
Yeah, he's no joke. Okay. He's, like, still good.
I know you have a gripe with this one, Keefe.
Yep.
Snub of all snubs.
Big snub.
Is at cornerback. Yep. Maybe they can ask him tomorrow at the road
show. Oh, that's right. They should.
Snub of all. Now, again, this is only from 2000 on. It does not count any production in the 90s, but there's plenty of guys who started their career in the 90s on this list. Corners are Revis, Bailey, Rondae Barber, Richard Sherman, Patrick Peterson, with practice squatter Jalen Ramsey. Ty Law nowhere to be found.
Yeah, he was a four-time Pro Bowler. He was a first-team All-Pro. He was a multiple Super Bowl champion, and he led the league in picks one year, all while
in the
2000s. Yep. So not even counting his first-team All-Pro season, which does – like so that 98 year, had that been qualified, then I think it probably pushes him up there. But, yeah, I definitely would have found a way to put Ty Law in there. I think I got another one, too. Wait, what are you looking at?
Well, I was just going back to receiver. Fitzgerald wasn't on the list. Larry Fitzgerald should absolutely be
huge
on the list.
Miss.
Yeah, no, that is a big miss by the list.
Us and them.
And us. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Specifically them, because they spent a lot of time.
Yeah, it's their
I
list.
Assume.
But no. Larry Fitzgerald should absolutely, that's a good one. He should absolutely be on
you
that
You know
list.
Who I think you could make a case for, which is, who's also a former Patriot, is
corner?
Stephon Gilmore. He was Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah. I mean, look, if Patrick Peterson's on the team, I don't get why he's on the team. But if he's on the team, then I guess you can make a case for Gilmore. I would say probably put neither of them on and put Law on there. But
Gilmore
yeah.
was five-time Pro Bowler and a first-team All-Pro twice, led the league in picks once, and was Defensive Player of the Year, which a lot of corners
no,
are not.
It's hard for, yeah, any corner to get that. Yeah. That's true. Safeties, another snub, I think. No Rodney Harrison on this list. Although, again,
he gets snubbed all the time.
What year was he drafted? I feel like he was a lot of 90s production, too. He was on the Super Bowl with the Chargers in 94, for God's sake.
That's true. He probably because of the way the thing is. He
94 to 08.
Yeah, so like where he got drafted, he's probably got boned by the cutoff. But the safeties were Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu, Brian Dawkins, Earl Thomas, practice squatter Charles Woodson.
So Charles Woodson, I thought, was a better corner than he was a safety. His first couple of years, though, were in the 90s, but still, I
also think he's a better
corner. I would have lobbed him in there as a corner, but.
They are represented on special teams, though not where you'd think. Matthew Slater represented the Patriots as a special teamer.
All right.
Devin Hester, the return specialist. Shane Leckler, if you care, the punter. The kicker was Justin Tucker, no Adam Vinatieri.
I think it should be Adam Vinatieri. I think Tucker has the higher percentages and all those kind of things, but the modern kicker all have higher percentages than the guy that was more old school. Nobody had more clutch kicks. Nobody won more Super Bowls than Adam Vinatieri. So I would have had Vinatieri.
Me too.
So Patriots, we had what? Brady, Gronk, Will Fork, Slater?
Correct. And kind of Moss if you count him.
Yeah, no, I count him. Actually even Revis.
Well, yeah, again, to me, those are more like I don't really count them as Patriot. They played here, but they weren't all those other guys.
They're
basically,
Patriots,
basically played their whole career
least,
here.
Yeah, but like Moss,
for a majority here, though.
But Moss set a record
one
here
year.
And yeah, Ravis won a Super Bowl, though.
Yeah, well, but I'm just saying those other guys.
I know what you mean.
Those other guys all played majority of their career in the case of, you know, well, actually, Vinatieri wasn't on the squad.
No, Vinatieri played with the Colts more.
They all played a majority of their career. So I think that's different than Moss. And certainly Revis. By the way, Bill Belichick also represented here as the head coach.
Yeah, I would hope so.
If you care, the coordinators were Kyle Shanahan, Wade Phillips, and Dave Tube.
Dave Tube got it?
Nice.
All right.
Nice. Yeah. So a lot of Patriots representation, and there should be. They won six Super Bowls in that era, though yeah. I'd argue Law could be on there. Law should be on there. Vinatieri should be on there. And maybe Rodney Harrison, too. A lot of production.
Yeah.
He got split 90s and 2000.
It kind of hurts him.
So let us know if we're missing anybody else. Logan Mankins is one that got submitted. But wide receiver, definitely Larry Fitzgerald.
But I am a fan. I am a fan of the best of the last 25-year discussions. I'm in on that.
Yeah,
so
since 2000.
Since 2000 stuff
I think we've been,
is a good way to kind of make a list.
I think we've been measuring things that way quite a bit. I'd imagine by the end of 2025, those will start ticking up even more. So let's continue to do that here. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on Jones and Keefe. You can also jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. You got Ball. So stay tuned for that. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Certainly it's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, the NBA Finals back tonight.
Finally.
Could come to an end. It is of course, Thunder Pacers. Tyrese Halliburton questionable, which is kind of too bad. I don't like their chances. The Oklahoma City Thunder are favored by 5.5 as road favorites.
You think they get it done tonight?
I do.
Me too.
I think this one's over. And run, great season by the Pacers, but yeah, I think this is over.
I think it's fair to question Halliburton too and just look at him and go, all right, he's been spectacular with like some absolute, you know, gut-wrenching shots at the end of these games, at least for the opponents. And you just wonder if he can hold up through a whole postseason. Like, maybe that's unfair, but yeah, it's 2 years in a row. The guy isn't out there when his team needs him. So I don't think he's Porzingis yet, but I also don't know that you can fully count on him. We are staring down, since we both think it's going to end tonight.
Yeah, we are.
Cup final ended the other night.
It did.
NBA finals could be over tonight.
Well, Sox are hot, though.
No, they are. We're at the Sox. We're really staring down baseball and like the NBA offseason, and that's all we got till training camp.
Movies. Telling you.
Movies.
It's a good summer slate of movies.
More
Superman.
More
Fantastic Four.
Red Sox trades.
More Sox trades between now and the deadline.
Maybe Cora firing. Who knows?
Yeah. So it either ends tonight or Sunday. So they obviously would need Friday and Saturday off, but they come back on. So if there's a game 7, it'd be on Sunday.
Either way, it's winding down. Yeah.
I want a girl with a short skirt and a long grab bag.
Ime Udoka and the Houston Rockets have agreed to a contract extension, making him one of the highest paid coaches in the NBA. Specific details haven't been announced yet, other than it's an extension and it puts him in the top tier of the league.
So you believe he's arguably the best coach in the league, right? Him, Spoelstra, like that
I think
tier.
Those are the top two guys. Okay. Yeah, if we were tiering coaches First of all, I don't know how many we could even name. There's a lot of weird, random, obscure coaches.
All the coaches in the league? Probably
tough.
Not.
Yeah, I think those are the two best.
Okay.
Maybe even Carlisle, too. Carlisle's obviously
Carlisle deserves
great,
to be up there. And so the one thing I would say about this, Udoka got to Houston after Mazzulla was here in Boston, obviously. I mean, Mazzulla was an interim coach. He wasn't given an extension right away. He wasn't even given the job right away, though he was given an extension before the end of his first year as interim coach. But Udoka already has his extension in Houston. I think we're still waiting for Mazzulla to get one, so what exactly is the holdup would be my one thing that I would to localize it.
Does he get one before the season starts?
I think so.
I think so, too. I think they're got a lot going on. It's not a typical offseason for the Celtics for so many reasons. Ownership, star player, apron. They're probably trying to figure some of that stuff out, but my guess is he doesn't start the year with a new one.
But coach is pretty easy, isn't it?
Coach
is pretty easy. You go, we either want him or we don't. We're going to pay him. Here's the going rate for a coach. Like, boom,
but maybe
done.
You have a to-do list and it's lower on the to-do list.
Well, it should be lower on your to-do list in terms of like getting under the, I'd imagine for new ownership, not for me.
Yeah.
But getting under the second apron significant and like what moves are we going to make? But also this one's easy.
Yeah.
If you want him, you pay him. If you don't, then I don't get what we're doing.
Grab bag.
So we were just talking about the list put together by ESPN of the all NFL teams since 2000.
Yep.
And one notable name that was not on there was Adrian Peterson. TMZ Sports had just posted earlier today footage of Adrian Peterson trying to fight a guy at a poker game.
Oh,
apparently somebody was complaining about their cards. Next thing you know, Peterson's up on his feet trying to punch another guy who's also trying to punch him.
Yeah, look, no one called him a stable individual. We just said he was a running back who deserved to be on the All-Century team.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Grab him back. It's easy because your bag's beautiful. And every time I go back, yours is the bag I grab. Grab bag.
That's shot by Terp, by the way. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, some of the Adrian Peterson, I wouldn't really call it a fight, but the skirmish.
Look like
a couple of hands being tossed.
Well, look like somebody got one pretty close to him. Oh boy.
I would not want to square up with Adrian Peterson.
I don't like the blow.
He did get it. Oh, now it's a fight.
Yeah,
now it's a fight.
Yeah,
this guy got a few in on Peterson.
Yep.
Now he's got his mitts on here.
Yeah, in the corner.
Wait, he's still throwing.
Yeah, he is.
He stood in there, though.
He's a little bro compared to Peterson, obviously.
I mean, Peterson could be Haas of the Week.
Yeah.
Did we give out Haas of the Week?
Yeah, we gave it out to Lorenzo the Lobster.
Oh, yeah.
He's dead.
But either way.
A posthumous. First posthumous Haas of the Week.
CJ Mosley retiring. Great linebacker for the Ravens and the Jets. He's calling it a career.
Yeah.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Gonna give it away. Abracadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up. They can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Shedeur Sanders, the Cleveland Browns rookie quarterback, famously the son of Deion Sanders.
Things have been going well for him at camp. I read all these good reports about him on the field. He's doing well.
Well, he got pulled over in his vehicle. He was going 101 in a 60 in Ohio, so he got cited for speeding.
And it must have been, in broad daylight, like it wasn't after midnight or anything.
It was late. Yeah, it was later.
Great. Well, that's...
He's all right.
Look, I think he's probably going to start maybe even the majority of the games there this year, but that's not great.
Humming though,
just a, yeah,
101, 101 to 60. He can get away from you. He's probably. I forget what car it was. They said what kind of car it was. Sure, the thing is a smooth 101.
This is the guy who doesn't need any more reasons for the team to have any doubts about him. I would say that's probably not the best move.
Don't you worry, you pretty striped head. We're gonna get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed, and then we're gonna find our best friend.
Grab bag.
Give him a best friend.
Also grab bag.
Ace Bailey, the Rutgers star, who is expected to be a high draft pick in next week's NBA draft,
yeah,
has canceled his visit with the Philadelphia 76ers, who pick third.
Oh,
what does it
man.
Tell you, folks? Connect the dots.
Yeah, does it tell probably you he going want to? Well, does it tell, or just he's trying to not go to Philly?
Yeah, I guess I don't
he's
know
like
what it tells you.
He'd rather fall to 4 or 5, but no, honestly,
I guess it could tell you anything.
It probably tells you he's going to.
Yeah, it's probably that. Yeah.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Do 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 do. Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
I would never accuse anyone of mailing in a grab bag when they send them in, not putting in their best effort. But I would applaud that gentleman for it. That's a lot of work. I feel like went
A plus. Yeah, it was A plus exactly. effort. Yeah. Paige Beckers, the WNBA sensation player.
Yeah,
she sensation.
Yeah, it's somewhere between a sensation and a player. Yeah,
it's your rookie year, right? She has teamed up with Gatorade. She has her own signature Gatorade. So, like, her face is on this Gatorade. And
you get to pick your own flavor?
She got to pick her own flavor.
That's cool.
You guys seen this? Do you want to take a guess at what the Paige Beckers flavor is of Gatorade?
You know she should make it? Husky Blood.
It's not Husky Blood.
That'd be good, though.
But it is a reddish hue.
Oh.
So that's close.
Okay.
Shirley Temple.
Oh.
No,
you don't know like Shirley Temple? I want that for it. Well, it's a delicious, like...
I like a Shirley Temple.
It's like a delicious drink at, like, dinner, but do I want to hydrate with that after a workout or a basketball game or something?
Yeah, I'm sure it's just cherry forward. I'm sure it's fine. It could be a good Gatorade. I'll try it.
Right, so that would just be, like, lemon-lime Gatorade mixed with cherry Gatorade.
Probably. It sounds delicious. We should bring some in for the show.
Taste test?
I'll do a taste test.
I think Husky Blood is a real missed opportunity.
Yeah. That's true. She's probably kicking herself.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
All right, do we have a new daily question yet in the grab bag?
Well, we got a submission earlier that I read that we should do is Roman Anthony hitting above the Mendoza line.
But that's going to be a while.
That could be a long, long time.
Yeah.
You want to do is
Roman
Anthony?
Rogers one was like 3 months.
Is Roman Anthony? Oh, true.
True.
Is Roman Anthony hitting 100?
Is Roman Anthony hitting 100? No. He currently
answer it. No, he's hitting 72 or whatever it is. Yeah.
I love
grab bag,
but I can't eat it because then I'll get fat. But it's so good.
All right, let's take a look at the top MLB performer from last night. Jones, are you ready?
I always.
All right, was it Michael Garcia? 3-for-4, home run, 4 RBI, 2 runs scored.
Okay, a lot of revives, but they got him out. Yeah,
Victor Caratini, 3-for-4, home run, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it little Jose Altuve? 3-for-4, home run, 3 RBI. Was it Chris Sale?
Oh.
8 2/3.
Yeah. Almost.
Scoreless.
So close.
7 Ks.
Wow.
Or was it Ranger Suarez? 7 innings, 1 run, 8 Ks.
Did you put the monitor closer to you, or did you enlarge the font? Not really.
The font's a little bit bigger.
He's very self-conscious about it. The
just ride me for this, or was it Emmanuel Clase?
No,
for closing out the game.
No, I was just.
He's got 16 saves.
Put me down.
He was horrible to start the year.
To start the year, but then they gave away his jersey. Me and my buddies got his jersey.
And then they took him out of the closer role.
Why the hell did they not let Sale finish the game?
He's
116 pitches they thought he was going to break.
They were like, we can't do it.
We're like, it's not September yet. We can't break him.
It is weird. They won 5-0.
I want to go with
maybe
Sale,
he did get
but they should have just let him finish the game.
There's a chance
that makes
he
me not want to give it to him, but yeah. I guess Sale.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we have a random player today who played for 3 teams in his 14-year Major League career.
Okay, good. This 3 teams. I can wrap my head around this. Good, okay.
Angels, Astros, White Sox.
Angels, Astros, White Sox. Got it.
A outfielder, first baseman.
Ooh, I was thinking pitcher. Okay, keep going.
Outfielder and first base, played both quite a bit. And let's see. He was a two-time All-Star, a three-time Gold Glover, a Silver Slugger, and sixth place in the Rookie of the Year vote.
Two-time All-Star, sixth place in Rookie of the Year.
Led the league in hits 1 year. Okay. Let's see.
Give me a profile. Was it power guy, speed guy? What was it?
All right.
I guess he was outfield first base. He must have been power guy.
Only once did he hit over 20 home runs.
Oh, my.
And that year was the year 2000.
Okay.
He had 25 homers, which was a high, 100 RBI, which was a high, 28 steals, which was also a high, and he finished eighth in the MVP vote.
Give me the teams one more time. Angels, who in White Sox? Rangers?
Astros.
Angels, Astros, Angel, White Sox.
Angels, Astros, White Sox. Let's see. What else was that? Career 282 hitter.
Oh, that was a good ball player.
Year and team. For
not,
the
hitting a lot, not hitting a lot of bombs.
He was an All-Star with the Angels in 2000. And 98.
Two-time All-Star.
And 98.
So both with the Angels.
Yep. That's where he was with early in his career.
I mean, not Garrett Anderson?
Not Garrett Anderson. Twitch chat has it. And text line has it.
I've been bad at even getting guesses lately.
I feel
was
like you
on
guys.
The 02 Angels World Series team?
Yes, he won one World Series.
Bad at even guessing.
I feel like you guys either get it 10
right
seconds
away,
in, or we got to go
like,
to the, yeah.
Or we're like, we don't have it.
Yeah.
I don't think I have it.
He's one of the guys, like, he's. I thought he was going to be an easy
one. I'm
going
to look and be upset.
Nickname? Yeah. Great question. His nickname was not listed. Oh, didn't have one.
If it's this guy, then shame on us. Yes. This actually is an easy one. Darren Erstad.
He got it.
I literally said to Billy Erstad. No, I didn't say it.
Oh, you didn't say it out loud, though, right?
No, I said to Billy.
Yeah, well, to Billy. Yeah,
you didn't say it on mic. You said it to Billy. Yeah, okay. Darren Erstad. Yeah. That's one we should have got. In fact, I feel like it's a Billy kind of guy. Not enough bombs?
Not enough bombs, but that error.
Never enough bombs.
Say it again.
Never enough bombs.
Yeah. He's like halfway to the right amount of bombs.
Yeah, you were too focused on Jim Edmonds on those teams. You weren't focused enough on Darren Erstad.
Dude, that year in 2000, he hit .355 for the season.
No, look, that one's a miss. That's a guy who I clearly remember, and it makes sense.
When was he on the White Sox and the Astros?
I don't really remember that either, but whatever. But the All-Star teams are with the Angels. I remember him at first base. He wasn't hitting home runs. Like, that one makes a lot of sense.
Explain this to me.
Yeah.
In 2000, he played 157 games.
Yeah.
And he hit .355.
Yeah.
In 2001, he also played in 157 games, and he hit .258.
Randomness of baseball. That's baseball, Susan.
That is baseball.
That's what that is. Yeah. Yeah.
That is baseball, Susan.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's true. Tristan Casas, that's only like a couple of hits a week.
That's true.
Go from .250 to .355.
He also went from 25 bombs to 9.
Yeah, well, I think we know what was going on there.
He forgot something.
That one I think we figured out.
Not how to hit.
Maybe the batting average anyway. Lumped in with that as well. No, Erstad is...
Darren Erstad.
Who was it yesterday? Like, I already forgot who it was.
Are you kidding me? That's why I do so many repeat guys.
Good point.
I don't even remember
but
who
like,
it was.
Some days I'm like, I wasn't going to get that one. This is one we should have got.
Yeah.
Well, I'll wear that.
All right.
The Mac and Goo Movie Club is going to yell at me about
they're
this one.
They're going to
be pissed.
That is tomorrow we'll have somebody else. You can redeem yourself. We'll have a giant tomorrow.
I also said this. I think they're in my head.
Is yesterday Mark McLemore?
Yeah. Mark McLemore
wouldn't have got that.
More random.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was more random.
No, the Mac and Goo Movie Club is in my head. I think part of the reason
they
now I have like performance anxiety when it comes random ball player. Okay, that's Grab Bag each and every day here on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons comes your way at 2:00. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And we'll get you the clip du jour. I have a good idea what this one is.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Next. All right, back here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, of course, yesterday after we got off the air, we got the news Karen Reed found not guilty for at least the most significant of the charges. And today we were talking about that just a little bit, and really more so about how there's going to be another documentary. There's probably going to be a feature film at some point.
Whole cottage industry. Yeah.
So who's going to play Karen Reed? That was the
Could have done 60 seconds each on the Karen Reed.
We could have done the Karen Reed trial.
Could have done that.
Are you going to watch the Netflix doc?
Yes, definitely.
Are you going to watch the feature film that eventually will be made?
Oh, is there one in the works? You're just theorizing.
I'm pretty sure there will be.
Yeah, sure. I'll probably watch that.
Who do you think will play Karen Reed?
Great question.
I think maybe. Now, I'm not trying to insult anybody.
Say what you're going to say. Say it with your chest.
Marissa Tomei? No. That's like very, very complimentary of Karen Reed is my point. I'm not trying to insult Marissa Tomei. I'm saying, could it be Marissa Tomei? Who plays Greg Hill?
Great question.
But I finally figured out on Google, and it might be wrong, but Karen Reed is like 45.
Yeah.
So I was looking up 45-year-old actresses. I found some decent hits back. But the text line, what do you think of Anna Kendrick?
Anna Kendrick is Karen Reed.
Maybe. What about Hilary Swank?
Maybe. That I could see more.
Vera Farmiga.
I don't know who that is.
She was in The Departed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Olivia Wilde?
I could also see that one.
I could actually see that.
I could kind of see that.
Ashley Judd.
Ashley
it's
Judd.
It's Judd.
Ashley Judd, I could see.
She's still making movies?
Good question. You know, it was a popular text.
What's that?
Mego.
For Karen Reed.
Yeah.
Go with an unknown. Not, I mean, known to us, but like
yeah.
For the people that go to the cinema, it'd be a bit of an unknown.
Yeah, get the reel going.
They're like Boston sports journalist Megan Ollini as Karen Reed.
Yeah.
It could be your big break. Something to think about.
Could have been.
Ashley Judd was in a movie last year. So Ashley Judd still working.
She's in Double Jeopardy.
Yeah.
She's wrongfully accused in Double Jeopardy.
You know what I did a bad job of? I didn't really get the full answer as to why you were kind of just making noises when Anna Kendrick's name was brought up.
I think I was going to say she's a little too, what is the proper term?
I don't know. Let's see where this goes.
She's a little too like positive energy for Karen Reed.
Well, she's an actress though.
Yeah, I know.
You can put yourself in the role.
But she keeps playing that character over and over again. I don't know.
Typecast.
Yeah.
Maybe this could be her now I'm going to go.
Apparently he's never seen Woman of the Hour.
Yeah. This is, it could be her Spanglish. This could be a turn for her, a turn for Adam Sandler, kind of that idea.
I saw another terrible movie last night.
Oh, yeah.
It was called Cleaner.
Oh, my God.
Did you watch this?
Oh, bad.
Trash.
Is this somebody cleaning?
Yep.
Yep, that's all
pretty
it is.
Pretty much. You just follow them around. You're like, oh, that room looks pretty clean.
Alice next. On, wow, that Alice room's... Barry Brady Bunch?
Yeah, it's just an Alice biopic. Like
wiping windows.
Yeah, that's a clean window.
Okay.
Oh, you can eat off that floor. That's so clean.
The cleaner?
No, so it was Daisy Ridley who played Rey in Star Wars, and then Clive Owen's in it. And I'm like, so I watched it because I'm like, all right, I like Clive Owen. Let's see what's going on here. Awful. Just the pits. They basically try to take a bunch of like Jason Statham movies.
It meets, was like Die Hard. With
Die Hard, The Negotiator, like all these movies wrapped up into one, but awful versions of all of them. It's 90 minutes on HBO Max, so I was like, I'll watch this. Get my HBO Max money's worth.
Did we get
mistake?
They owe us money for watching.
I should. We should get like at least like Twizzlers or something.
Do we? Do we read Fitzy's submission for?
Oh yeah,
Karen Reed.
Fitzy said Emily Blunt
with Krasinski direct
and have Krasinski direct.
Yeah,
like, all right, that could work.
Man. Good plan. Although we haven't been a huge fan of his films, right?
No, they're terrible.
Did he direct The Cleaner?
He could have.
Yeah.
They're not my cup of tea. I don't like A Quiet Place. I didn't like that Imaginary Friends movie that he did, and didn't
that
like...
That looked terrible. That was no good.
It was awful.
The If or something?
Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah. It's called If. Trash.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he didn't direct this Fountain of Youth movie. He just starred in it. Also terrible. he's had a tough go.
All right. Yeah. Well, you're not a fan of Fitzy's director idea, but they have more coming up. WEEI Afternoons with, again... Fitzy and Ted, along with Dan Ball here today. Are they talking to Curran? Usually they do.
Thursdays?
On a Thursday.
Yeah, I believe 3:30. Lock it in. On.
Yes, thumbs up. So stay tuned for that.
All right.
617-779-7937. That's how you dial them up. You can get in touch with WEEI Afternoons. We are back tomorrow on a Top 5 Friday.
Elizabeth Shue, somebody says.
Oh.
That wouldn't be a bad one.
No, good late suggestion.
Get the shoe in there?
Get the shoe.
All right.
Top 5 Friday tomorrow, a Friday 4-pack, and the Week in Review. You can stay tuned for all of it. And we'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 here on WEEI.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.